Welcome back to the Student Section Selection Sunday Special.
You had to mess it up sometime. No way you're going to get all through every segment right.
Ah, well, thank you, Baker, for that confidence.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I've been waiting.
Yes, you have. Absolutely. Obviously, you have. Anyway, so we're back here. 9.7, the capstone. I'm here with every single host from the student section except Andrew William Bass, who unfortunately couldn't make it today.
In other news, you can now find him on Facebook. Just fine.
Yeah, well, there is that. Okay, so...
Let's see how much adverb usage we can have in this last set.
Quite.
You guys are making this too complicated.
A phenomenal amount.
Let's bring this back now, all right? So we're going to give our final four predictions for each region for every single host. Then we'll do our national champion predictions for each region, yeah, for the tournament for each host. Baker, we started with you last time. I'm giving myself justification, and I can see you sweating and stressing over there. So we're going to
That's from the temperature.
Huh?
That's from the temperature in the room.
So we're going to go the other way, all right? Other linear direction. We will start with Andrew Wallace from Richmond, Virginia. Andrew, who do you have? Who are your final four picks?
Are you including that because you're hoping that I'm going to pick VCU and UVA here?
No, I'm not.
Well, I'm not going to. I'm going to say out of the South, I'm going to go with Florida out the South. Out of the East, I think I'm going to go with Michigan State. Midwest is the toughest for me, but here's my crazy, bold prediction.
Know exactly what you're going to do.
NC State. I'm going NC State.
Wow. Now you took me for a ride.
Okay.
I'm going NC State out the Midwest, and I'm going to go with Wisconsin out of the West. And my eventual national champion will, in fact, be the Florida Gators.
Son, you haven't watched Mark Godfrey coach a tournament team recently, have you?
I was about to say, the fighting Mark Godfrey's there. That would do nothing more than just piss off the Alabama fan base if North Carolina State made the Final Four. But my Final Four predictions out of the South, I have Florida. Out of the West, I have Creighton. Out of the East, I'm going to go with Michigan State as well. And then out of the Midwest, I'm going to go with the defending national champion, the Louisville Cardinals. And then in the finals, I'm going to go with the Florida Gators versus the Louisville Cardinals, and I'm going to take Florida in over at Louisville in the national championship game as they will claim their third national championship.
Well, Brooks, the two of ours look pretty similar. In the South, I as well like Florida. I just don't see a way they lose, with the exception of Joel Embiid being healthy. If Embiid is healthy, I could definitely see Kansas slipping into the Final Four, but because that's up in the air, I say Florida from the South. From the East, I'm going to go with Michigan State. I'm torn there, but I guess Michigan State. In the West, I like the winner of the Baylor-Creighton game in Round 2. I think ultimately it's going to be Baylor, but whichever one of those teams win, I think ultimately is going to make the Final Four. In the Midwest, I like Louisville. I think they beat Kentucky in the Elite Eight, make it to the Final Four. My championship game is going to be Florida against Louisville, and I think I like Florida. Brooks, I hate to copy you like that, man, but great minds think alike.
Yeah, I am much like the people before me. I also have Florida. I have Florida beating Ohio State to get out of that one. Then San Diego State actually escapes that West bracket. For whatever reason, I think that I like their resume. Creighton's a team to watch, though, I think, as well. Louisville, I think that they're the best team in the Midwest, so I think that they get past Wichita State and Michigan. And then NC is who I have out of the East, so... I guess I have Florida, though. I also have Florida winning just the big dance. They beat NC, so that's what I've got.
I'm struggling with this Final Four. I'm going to start with the East. I'm going to pick Michigan State. I really want to pick Iowa State. I think Iowa State's had a phenomenal year, but Michigan State is just too good in March and just too big down low. Out of the South, just like Crawford said, if Joel Embiid is playing in this tournament, Kansas gets to the Final Four, and it's not even a question in my mind. But without him, they are too weak down low, and Florida will take them out, or Syracuse will take them out to head to the Final Four. I'll pick Florida right now. I'll wait a little bit more on my information to back that up, and we might try and fix that tomorrow on the student section. Out of the West, this is tough. I want to pick Creighton just because Dougie McBuckets, but I'm going to go with Arizona just based on defense and athleticism overall. I think they can get it done despite some of my feelings on their shortcomings, especially with the free throw shooting. And out of the Midwest, I'm just going with my guns because I know they've been there. I'm going with the Michigan Wolverines. I'm just going to take it. I think that I think they'll have a rematch with Louisville in the Elite Eight and beat Louisville, get a little revenge from last year, get back to the Final Four. But in my championship game, I'm going to have Florida playing Arizona, and I'm going to have Florida taking out Arizona.
All right. Well, my Final Four prediction, I got Florida out of the South. I think everyone does. I think, you know.
You don't win like 26 or 27 games in a row without a reason.
No, no. You don't. And you don't. And the other thing is you. The big key I've seen with the tournament is defense. And Florida is one of, if not the best defensive team in the country, they're one of the best defensive teams in the country.
And they have four seniors as well. So
senior leadership is three huge as well. Big man down low. There's a lot to like about the Gators.
This is a team that has been to three consecutive Elite Eights.
Yeah, so that's all reason there. So I have them coming out of the South. Out of the East, I'm really struggling here, but I think I'm going to go with Michigan State as well. I do. Tom Izzo, he really is a really great NCAA tournament coach. I do like Iowa State a lot, but I think just with Michigan State's experience, you know, and Gary Harris and all the talent they have on that team, I think they're going to make it out of the East. Going to the West, now this is one that I do think senior leadership is a big key here, and that's right. I got the Creighton Blue Jays coming out of the West. I think Doug McDermott wants to show NBA scouts what he really has against some of the best. You know, playing against Baylor with a lot of NBA talent on that team, like Isaiah Austin. You know, a possible matchup against an NBA talent like Aaron Gordon, Marcus Smart. I think if he can show how he can do against these talents, he'll prove himself as a top 10 pick of the NBA. But also, Greg McDermott he's got a bit of a campaign for a new job, I think. And so I think that's what also they have going on there in the East. Out of the Midwest, I'm going to be the only one to say this. I think Wichita State gets it done again. I think they make it to the Final Four. I think they have a vendetta against Louisville. I think they're just going to take it right to them. I love Greg Marshall. He's just such a great coach. I mean, Ron Baker, Fred VanVleet, Clay Anthony Early, they've got so much talent. I have a hard time not seeing them get to the Final Four. Having said that, my championship matchup will be Florida and the Wichita State Shockers. I have Florida winning.
That's a shocker.
Haha, very funny. I wish I could make a gator pun, but I can't. So, anyway, I got Florida.
He's going to chomp your head off if you ever disagree with him again.
No, oh, there you go. That was really bad. Anyway.
That wasn't bad at all. Okay. Crazy.
So that's what I got there. I got Florida winning it all against Wichita State Shockers. We've got some time, though, left here in this segment. We got about...
Did everyone unanimously pick Florida?
I believe so.
So we're all doing the gator chomp here in the studio, then?
It seems so, but...
I mean, to win the championship.
He picked
Florida.
I think that Michigan State, obviously we all seem to agree with Michigan State, but we all also like Iowa State. If Michigan State shoots 2-for-17, or that kind of percentage against Iowa State, should they meet up, I think Iowa State wins that game handily. Michigan State's going to have to hit threes or play some phenomenal perimeter defense if they're going to knock off Iowa State, but that's something they're fully capable of doing.
I was actually totaling up the seeds, like adding up who had the highest number in terms of Final Four. Like obvious, like Seth had a 6 seed, 2 4 seeds, and a 1 seed, and that totaled up to 15. He totaled up to 19. He's like Andrew did. He's like double what everybody else is if you like add the seeds up into.
Well, it's so unpredictable, so there you go.
Yeah, so I always like to do that because, you know, it kind of tells who's got the most bizarre bracket if you add up what the seeds in the Final Four.
Andrew, just so you know, that if Xavier beats NC State, I will let you have it.
Yeah, my thing is I always pick a lot of 1 seeds, so me having Wichita State and Florida in there as 1 seed, that's kind of me sticking to the mold. But, I mean, everyone picking Florida, the last 2 teams to win the national championship were the overall number 1 seed in Louisville and Kentucky, respectively. So if you look at it right now, Florida being the overall number 1 seed, they look like the best bet to win it.
Yeah, well, obviously, that's why they're the number 1 overall seed. Yep, there I said, obviously, you got me.
Fun fact.
But it's just they're, especially in that bracket, with Embiid being up in the air, there's just questions we don't know yet, and I will totally go in last minute and change my bracket if Embiid is playing.
If Florida wins this national championship, the SEC will have won 4 of the last 9 national championships in college basketball. As bad as the conference is top to bottom, That's insane.
Yeah, that's very impressive. And one of the reasons you also have to like Florida is you look at the teams that they face in that regional, and a lot of those teams are the teams that started out the season of note and kind of declined. And then you look down at the East, and those are teams that are kind of all on the rise. So South Regional, in my opinion, is possibly the easiest regional for Florida to get through. So hopefully that SEC competition and that scheduling and that prestige that you mentioned, Crawford, will translate into Florida being able to take things on when they face teams outside of their region.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that the West region, obviously the Midwest is very top heavy, but seems to have the best collection of talent. But I think the West is the hardest one to call. We were just talking about this in the station off air. Oklahoma State could very well beat Arizona, and Marcus Smart gets hot and they play some great team basketball. Wisconsin could get hot because of all the size and 3-point shooting they have throughout the team. But also Wisconsin has a tendency to fall short very quickly in tournaments. Creighton, same thing. They could get out athleticized by a team like Baylor or any other teams that they might face later, but they also could go very far behind Doug McDermott. It's a tough region to call.
I think some interesting storylines to look at in terms of potential matchups. Villanova and UConn, old Big East matchup there, potentially in the second round. Creighton, Nebraska, and San Antonio, two Nebraska teams that potentially meeting up in the second round. And then also in the first round, Baylor, Nebraska, old Big 12 schools meeting up there as well. So it's just some fun matchups to look at potentially in the second round.
One thing I also do want to point out, I actually disagree. I think the South is probably the deepest of them. I think, the South, I look at, again, I can see up to 9. I think Pitt has a chance to escape that bracket. I just see a lot of teams that pass the eye test for me on that South bracket. And I think that, you know, Florida, yeah, they're the number one overall seed, but I think they've got as much a challenge as anyone.
Yeah, definitely. Now, I'm going to put you guys on the spot here. We have about 3 more minutes left, so let's kind of go through here. We're going to do a bit of a speed drill kind of thing, whipping Andrew's favorite segment there. All right, we've all kind of talked about our favorite, you know, big guys. What about the little guys? Yes, I'm going to bring up the little guys again. Who's your kind of upset bid to make a run to the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight out of anyone in this tournament? Baker, we'll start with you.
Why are you starting with me? You know I have to think about it.
All right, fine.
I've got something.
You got it?
Just, you mean lower seed or smaller school?
Let's go double-digit seed.
Double-digit seed.
Double-digit seed. It would have to be... Yeah, no, go. Someone else go first.
All right, Crawford, we'll go first. Okay, basically,
mine. Mine's right. Arizona State.
Okay, because this is the thing. Your requirement has to be that they have to be a lower seed, and they have to literally upset every team they will play. So, yes, Arizona State works.
Arizona
go on.
State, I take Arizona State. I said it when we dissected that Midwest bracket. Jordan Pachinski and Jahi Carson are NBA-level talents, I think, and Arizona State has defeated Arizona earlier in the season, so they show that they're not afraid to, I guess, make that matchup. So, that's me.
Then, for me, if they would have to beat pretty much anyone who's lower or higher seed, then I'm going to easily take Oklahoma State. Obviously, a tough stretch there at the end of the season, losing, what, like 7 straight games, something like that. Marcus Smart's back. They're playing phenomenal basketball. They've got a ton of talent. They can go inside. They can play outside. If Marcus Smart can get real, real hot, they can go to the Final Four.
For me, it's Tennessee, and it's not even close. If they win the play-in game, they play UMass, then they play Duke. I think they have the length and the athleticism to shut down Jabari Parker. Then from there, it's either Texas, Arizona State, Michigan, or Wofford. Neither of those 4 teams are all that intimidating. If Jordan McRae gets hot, Tennessee could go a long way.
Mine is the Louisiana Lafayette Raging Cajuns at the 14 seed. The team averages 81.4 points per game, 13th in the country. They have a guard who averages 19.1 points per game, and they've got two guys who essentially average 19 points a game. They shoot nearly 47% on the season as a team. A team that's going to be tough to stop offensively.
Well, mine will be my Final Four pick then. NC State, TJ Warren has yet to have a game under 20 points since January 11th, the guys had over 20 points. So NC State.
My team's going to be a team that kind of ran the tables last year, the Harvard Crimson. I like them at the 12 seed. Cincinnati's a really tough team to play, but then you have a possibility against a UVA team or Memphis or George Washington. Tommy Amaker's doing a great job up there in Boston area, and I think the Harvard Crimson, they look better than the team that made the run last year and teams before that. I've got the Harvard Crimson running the table here, but any last words from you guys before we head out?
Let the madness begin.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Not Christmas, it's March.
Roll March.
Oh, man, just anything can happen.
There we go. You heard it from every single host Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday here on the Student Section Special Super Sunday Edition. I can say anything I want. I'm the sports director here, Alex Viscus. Thank you guys very much for a great time. We will send it to the Hub now at 7 p.m. on Sunday. You are listening to WVUA FM 90.7, The Capstone. Have a great Sunday, Tuscaloosa.